Basil undid his haversack.
Ah, let's see. I fancy a few slices of nut bread and some candied chestnuts. Yes, that should be just the ticket.
They pulled out the food and began eating with much munching, slurping, and satisfied sighs. Cheek reached for the candied chestnut, but Basil slapped his paw.
I'm hungry,
the little otter said, giving them what he thought was a pitiful look. Basil licked crumbs from his whiskers.
So, you're hungry, eh? That's funny, I thought you were Cheek.
Cheek attempted a half giggle.
No, I mean I want food.
Matthias nibbled the end of his pasty.
Ah, good. We're acting sensible at last. Right, information first, food later.
Cheek eyed the food longingly.
Well, them two weasels I was telling you of, they said to each other, let's dump the cart here and get back to the others. That was Fingal, of course. Then Dead Nose, he says, right, mate, I'm sick of trailing this old thing around the forest in the rain. If we dump it here and now, we can be back with Slagar and the rest by tomorrow night. Then he just leaves it here and off he goes. And that's all I heard, so where's me victuals?
Jess covered the food with a haversack.
Not so fast. Which way did they go, and how long ago was that?
Cheek waved his right paw.
Straight that way. Must have been about mid-morning or so.
Basil stopped them as he made for the food again.
Just two more things, you little blot. What's my name, and what is that good lady squirrel called?
Cheek looked seriously hungry.
You're Basil Staghare, and that squirrel's called Jess.
Aye, and don't you forget it, young Rip. Come on, tuck in.
Cheek went at the food like a savage wolf pack. What he couldn't swallow, he packed into his cheeks, like a hamster. And what he couldn't pack into his cheeks, he tried to grab with his paws. Chuckling, Basil rolled him from under the wagon.
I'd sooner keep you a day than a season, Cheek. Go on, be off with you now, back to your mum and dad.
Cheek swallowed enough to allow himself to speak.
Mums and dads? Cheek doesn't have mums and dads. I want to go with you.
Matthias shook his head.
I'm afraid it's a long and dangerous journey. You might get hurt.
Cheek giggled and rolled under the wagon again.
Cheek doesn't get hurt. Take me with you if I give you some more information. Good information. Something that only Cheek knows at the moment.
He begged. They looked at one another. Basil and Jess nodded. Matthias thought for a moment. Then he too nodded.
Go on then, Cheek. Give us your good information and maybe we'll let you come with us.
The warrior mouse agreed. Cheek sprang from under the cart and spread his paws wide.
It's stopped raining. How's that for good information?
Basil clapped his paws together.
Absolutely top hole, Chico lad. Top marks for ingenuity. Matthias, I think we need a brainy fella like this if we're to get anywhere. What do you say?
The warrior mouse picked up his sword.
Aye, top marks for sheer cheek. Well, come on then, sir. Seeing as you've no mum or dad, but behave yourself.
The sky had ceased its weeping over Mossflower. Grey clouds started rolling back to reveal a powder blue vault above, and warmth began seeping through to dry the woodlands as the sun continued its journey into summer. White feathery steam rose in banks off trees, grass, flowers and shrubs, as the four companions stepped out on the track the two weasels had taken. Toward evening, Mrs. Church Mouse led the members of the original search party back through the main gates of Redwall Abbey. She made a report to Constance and the Abbot, showing them the empty food bag they had found on the road.
We travelled north until midday, then we turned back for Matthias, Basil and Jess, wondering what had become of them. When we reached the spot we had rested at in the morning, we found this.
Abbot Mordalfus turned the bag over and read the wording that had been written in charcoal.
East through woods. Signs of cart. B.S. Hare.
Constance inspected the bag.
Good. They've found tracks. If ever there were three who could follow a trail, fight an enemy and bring the young ones back, it's Matthias, Basil and Jess.
Mrs. Church Mouse's lip quivered.
Oh, I do wish I could have gone with them, just to see my Tim and Tess again.
Constance patted her paw.
There, there. Don't upset yourself. We all would have liked to have gone with them, though you had more right than most. Those three won't rest until the young ones are safe, you'll see. Why, one day pretty soon now, I wouldn't be at all surprised to hear banging on the gate and find Matthias, Basil and Jess standing there with the young ones, looking hungry as hawks and ready for supper. Why don't you go and see how baby Rollo is? He's been asking after you, and Cornflower will have a nice bowl of mint tea waiting for you. Look in on Mr. Church Mouse, too. You'll find he's a lot better.
Mrs. Church Mouse sniffled a bit, then smiled.
Thank you, Constance. You are so kind and thoughtful. My, my, just look at all the mud and wet on these clothes. I'd better go and put some nice, clean, dry ones on.
When Mrs. Church Mouse had departed, Constance turned to the abbess.
Gone east, eh?
She mused.
Seems funny taking the north road and then turning east. Why didn't they just leave through the east gate and go direct through Mossflower? It would have got them to where they were going a lot quicker if they really were travelling east.
The abbot sat forward in his chair.
Exactly, if they really were travelling east. I don't like it, Constance. Foxes were ever the sly ones. Who can tell what goes on in the mind of a thief and a trickster? I'm not at all happy about this whole affair, though I've no doubt that Matthias, Basil and Jess will sort it out and win through eventually. But suppose they're following a false trail?
What could we do about it?
Big Badger shrugged.
We are in Redwall. They are out there somewhere. Goodness knows where. Mossflower is a big country.
The abbot touched a paw to the side of his head.
They are the doers. We are the thinkers. Do not forget, this abbey was built by doers. But it took thinkers to conceive the plans.
I agree, Father Abbot. But how do we go about helping them by thinking?
The abbot rose from his chair and picked up a lantern.
Sleep, my old friend. Dreams are a good starting place. Dream and think of Redwall, of Matthias, and our friends, of the young ones taken captive, and of the evil ones who hold them in bondage. Come and see me in the morning. We will breakfast together and tell each other what we dreamed and thought.
Constance smiled. The old abbot made it all sound so simple, but the best answers were the simplest when all was said and done. The evening sun sank slowly in the west as the bells tolled out over Redwall, heralding the calm after the storm.